The themes and the content discussed in this program may be of an adult nature. It is not suitable for younger ears.
Previously on After the Watershed.
We're in Lust. It is, do you call it a sex shop? Adult shop? What's the correct terminology?
I like adult lifestyle shop.
What is it like for you, the family business being this?
I'd say for the most part, pretty embarrassing. But then it does have its sort of jokey upsides. Now, coming to this age, a lot of my friends ask me, or like, can I come and get this or that? When it's Christmas, I just got everyone little vibrators and stuff now.
We were saying stand-up would be just so terrifying. In a way, was taking your clothes off, did you moved the kind of focus, your own focus to that? So actually, were you less scared about doing the stand-up, about the comedy, about the material?
No, not at all.
I was less frightened of being naked than I was of...
Were you?
Yeah.
I totally want to see you naked now.
Are you ready to derobe?
Look at you. Do you want me to stand up?
I guess it's ceremonial stand-up comedy.
Oh, I've already got boob envy.
Let's go for it.
Oh my God, your body's amazing.
Oh my gosh.
Look at your boobs.
Have you ever strutted in the street with a stranger before?
No. I've done this.
No. Funny that. Let's do it. Over to you, Madam Storm.
Okay, darling. So what we're going to do, I'm going to teach you how to do the power strut, okay? So strut is all about owning your space, being a confident woman and saying, I am here, okay? Don't worry, I'm not going to get you to do any crazy affirmations just yet, all right? So standing up nice and tall, and it doesn't matter what your height is, you must always stand up nice and tall, okay? Shoulders back, core engaged, titties up. Oh, am I allowed to say titties?
You just did, it's fine.
I just did.
We've got Danny and Jordan. It's so intense, isn't it? Like, because you're together all the time. Outside of the villa, in the real world, you wouldn't just meet someone and spend that amount of time with each other.
Unless
it'd be a bit weird if you did, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Unless you're in prison. Did you use protection?
We didn't need to.
SPF.
SPF protection.
So, I'm joined in the studio by someone I recognise and yet I don't recognise. It's David Miller, of course, but something's different.
Something's different.
What's happened to you that's been different in the last couple of days,
though? Well, I suppose you could be referring to the fact that Alison made a suggestion a few weeks ago that somebody such as I, having never been to a strip club before, might like to go along for the BBC for research purposes.
Yeah.
I thought, well, why not? It'll be an experience. And so, yes, I did.
Have you ever bought a sex toy for
a start? I'm quite broad-minded. I've got no shame. Yeah, I've bought things. And would you believe it or not, cheapest items are found in one of these shops that sell everything to a pound.
I draw the line.
I'm not
be getting a sex toy in the pound shop. No.
No, Tony. That's not a joke.
We'll have a whip round, mate. You can't be going down the pound shop for this sort of thing.
Live and local.
After the Watershed with Alison Ferns and BB Lynch. Live and local. After the Watershed on BBC Surrey.
I mean, you know, I've been known to pick up wagon wheels in the pound shop before, but I stand by that, BB. I mean, there are certain things.
You've got your standards. Remind me who you are.
Hello! I missed you.
I missed you more.
That was nice. Wasn't it a little reminder of just some of the adventures we had during the last season of After the Watershed?
Oh, excuse
I've gone American.
Me. Yeah. Are we got a season?
Yeah.
I'm appalled.
At what?
You.
Oh.
You're filth.
Oh,
I've had an education. You can't make me do that kind of thing.
I still can't believe we sent David Miller to a strip club.
Has anyone seen him since?
No. I'm slightly concerned. Well, we know where he is.
He's fine.
Not concerned.
He's got a little loyalty card in one hand.
And what else do we have in there? We had strutting in the street.
Yeah.
I've taken Storm's advice
and
to heart. What can you not see? Back straight, titties up.
Please, honestly, there is a limit.
We did the outside broadcast from the sex shop.
Yes.
The Love Island.
Yeah.
Experience.
Weren't
down at Brighton
they
Beach.
Hideous looking?
They were, weren't they? Really?
It was. Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Revolting
a
faces.
A tough one. But yeah, just a little flavour of what we got up to the last time.
We can't
we were
beat
together.
That this season.
I don't know. What are we? Well, today we're going to do flirting, which I think is right up our
right up Strasse.
We're talking about it because Gary Lineker, former footballer,
yes,
Match of the Day presenter,
yes,
has said that actually, given the choice, he would rather a nice dinner and a little bit of flirting over sex.
Yeah.
You agree or no?
It depends if there's a bread roll thrown in.
Call BBC Surrey.
0800 587 1046.
BBC Surrey.
you make a good point, actually. A lot of it does depend on the meal in question, doesn't it?
How many courses?
I mean,
who's paying?
You know, is it a tasting menu?
Why?
Actually, even if it's a curry, I'm very partial to a nice night
How
out
hot
in an
do
Indian
you go?
Restaurant. Very hot.
Do
sorry,
you?
We're talking. We're back on the curry.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I like to think when it comes to flirting that I'm pretty good at it. I mean, I'm a terrible flirt. I think I flirt a lot all of the time. What about you?
I'm terrible at it.
Terrible as in you're a terrible flirt or you're just really rubbish?
Oh, no,
at it?
I'm really rubbish at
Why
it.
You?
Yeah, if I like someone, I can't even look at them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm that person.
But that for me is... That's see, I think there's two different types of flirting. There's kind of the harmless flirting that I think just enriches all of our lives. You don't necessarily have to even like the person you're
Someone's
flirting with.
Someone's refreshed from their break. Does it enrich lives?
It enriches lives. That's what I'm doing. I'm enriching lives. And then there's the flirting when you do actually fancy someone.
Yeah.
That's different, I think.
Oh, okay.
I would flirt. I mean, I've been known to flirt with bus drivers, taxi drivers.
Yeah.
Men down the tip.
Yeah.
You name
down
it.
The tip.
Yeah. Well, if you do that, they come and take your rubbish out your boot for you.
What a life you lead. What a colourful... No, but I can do that. I can turn it on when I want something.
Yes.
But if it's someone I like,
well,
I
that's
can't do
different.
It. I mean, I carried a watermelon territory. Everything I say is a little bit dumb.
Yeah. No.
And I don't... My face does weird things.
Like what?
My...
Show me. Imagine I am the object of your desire.
I'll smile like that and it'll go a bit dry.
Oh, wow. It's a lot of gum.
Thank you. Thank you for noticing. You keep talking because there was a little tweet about you, which I need to find about my phone. Yeah, about your flirting.
Oh no.
Yeah. Well, listen, Ali.
Really?
If you can come out with it.
Oh no.
Quentin Young.
Oh.
The biggest flirt on the airwaves, Alison F. With that silky voice. Who can resist?
Oh, hello, Quentin.
Turning in the queue, kiss.
Have I flirted with Quentin in the past? Probably. Oh, probably. I mean, is there anything wrong with a bit of harmless flirting? How would you feel if you were with somebody who was a terrible flirt? Like, literally, everywhere you went, they were flirting.
I
left, right, and centre.
Would hate it.
Even
I've
if
walked
it was
out.
Just a bit of fun.
Doesn't matter.
Oh.
I've walked.
Oh.
Hello, everyone. I missed you all. I've walked out of a restaurant when a date has flirted too much with waitress.
Really?
Yes, of course I
well,
have.
What did they do, though? And what do you deem
they
as flirting?
Up, looked up. talked to her, addressed her directly.
Look at her.
I think flirting's a tricky one as well, actually, because I think there's a responsibility to the other person. See, you're happily married. If you were flirting with someone who was just a friend but who was single, don't you have responsibility to not do that to that person?
Well, it depends what we're talking about. I'm talking about just, you know, having a bit of a laugh. I'm not talking about the look. Mm. I mean, I've got a look.
Oh, do the look.
If I like somebody...
Yeah.
And I want to flirt, and if I wanted to let them know,
yeah.
That
well,
I
let
liked
me prepare
them.
Myself.
Okay, ready for the look?
I'll put the Vaseline away.
Okay, this would be my look. So this is taking flirting to the next stage. Okay, this is the look.
Oh, do you know what?
Did it do it for you?
I've got a feeling it could be cystitis, but there is a feeling upon my person that is extraordinary.
It's a look.
Where did you learn that?
Just born
finishing school.
Just a natural gift that I've been blessed with.
You are.
Maybe we need to work on your look. Maybe that would help. You know, you wouldn't have to. It's just an idea. Look, you don't need my help anyway, because we've got a proper expert.
I know we have.
We have Jean Smith here with us in the studio. Jean runs Fearless Flirting Tours.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
You've been on one.
I've been on one. Hello, Jean.
Hello.
So Jean's got the sexiest voice on earth.
You have. Quickly, say hello again.
Hello.
Oh, she has.
Do your look to Jean.
Okay, you ready?
Jean.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, that's good.
See?
Yeah.
It's a look.
It's a look. Certainly a
that's
look.
Good.
So Jean and I met. We did the Fearless Flirting Tour for Metro newspaper. And I think you'll agree I was your top student. And... This evening, though, we went out again. But before we do that, so you run Flirtology as well. So you're the author of Flirtology, which is a book about getting everything in real life back to IRL, taking it offline,
yeah,
because there's too much looking down your phones, and actually dealing with people. First of all, why are you doing this, yeah, to people? Because it's fierce.
Yes. Well, the book is actually Flirtology. Stop swiping.
Yeah.
Start talking and find love. Mm. Because I'm convinced, and if people are brave enough to actually do it, the real world is where everything is happening.
Hear, hear.
Yeah.
I was talking to somebody this morning, far younger than our good selves, BB, yeah, and she was describing the current dating scene. She's been in a relationship for a few years. It's come to an end. She's now kind of back out there looking for love. And it's all, as you say, swipe left, swipe right. And she said it's a nightmare because you don't get to actually talk to somebody in person. So it's all messages back and forth. And as we all know, messages can be misconstrued, can't they?
Yeah.
No one really, this is what she says, tells the truth. You know, mm, when you say, oh, what are your hobbies? Mm. No one actually says, I like to sit in my pants and watch Love Island. Mm. They're like, oh, well, I really quite like going to museums and art galleries and blah, blah, blah. The other thing she was saying is that because you never actually get to meet somebody, you can be chatting, like messaging back and forth, but then they suddenly stop.
They ghost
chatting
you.
To you. They start chatting to somebody else.
Yeah. Sweet shop mentality.
Yeah. And that's why the real world is the real world, because you can actually see if people are genuine. But because I'm a social anthropologist and because I've been doing this for 15 years, it's been really interesting watching the pattern of the dating and flirting behavior. Mm. And so when I first started these fearless flirting tours, which is about taking people into central London, teaching them how to approach people, how to talk to people, everyone's like, oh, great idea. But nobody needed it because they were all doing it anyways. Remember, people used to go to the pub,
yeah,
and used to go to nightclubs and used to talk to each other. And then online dating started happening and everyone started retreating because they're like, great, I can flirt with someone and not be rejected. Because this is ultimately what it's about. Mm. It's how can I protect myself and not be rejected. And now people are coming around again and they're just like, right, this is not working. And even though I'm afraid of rejection, what I've been doing is soul destroying and it does not make me feel good. So, you know, please show me that there's another way.
And the rejection aspect is why, I mean, are we as a nation bad at flirting?
Well, it's funny that you say as a nation, because in my first book, I actually researched the flirting behavior of people in London, New York, Paris, and Stockholm. And what I realized about, okay, the Brits, is that because of these unwritten rules of society in British culture, which revolve around being polite, which means giving people space and not intruding on people. Well, it's really hard to meet new people if you're so worried about their personal space and not interrupting them. So it's like you got to choose which one.
I think you make a really interesting point, because the other thing I think that is a bit of an unwritten rule in British society is that you don't want to be too nosy. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be intrusive. And yet if you don't ask people questions, yeah, about themselves, right, how are you ever going to make that connection?
That's it. Yeah.
But where do you do? I mean, you choose the street. Because that's the place where people are now. You know, where, you know, if you, yeah, go to a club now, I'm not going to meet anyone my age. I'm like, club, like I'm going to go to a club.
A discotheque.
A discotheque. Yeah. A youth club. But, you know, even in a pub, no one's looking up. Everyone's in
everyone's
a couple or
phone.
They're looking at the phone.
Yeah.
So no,
yeah,
one's there.
So basically, it's about commonality and proximity. So you want to be in places where you have things in common with people. So if you already have a fulfilling and fun life, you're already out there doing things.
Yeah.
Now, if your only life is work home, work home, work home, gym, work home. I mean, like,
who's Jim? Is he free?
You'd love him, baby.
I adore him already.
But yeah, so you need to have your own interesting life anyways. But then once you're there, you need to just ask everyone a question. Everyone in the room, you ask one question without deciding, oh, I like him or I like her. No, we just approach people. And this is the new way of flirting. It's not that the man does it, or it's just everyone is allowed to ask everyone else one question.
What question?
That's fine.
Though?
Right. So the question, there's better questions and worse questions. So the better questions are open-ended, and they're also asking a question about the context in which you both are at that moment.
Okay.
So whether it's a gallery, whether it's a party, whether, you know, you're on the street and you're really thirsty and you want a drink, it's like you are both there. So you ask a question about that, not that the guys used to do. Do you remember the book The Game?
Yeah.
Right. So I was living in London and I could feel when it came over in these shores, because all of a sudden guys are like, hi, can I ask you a question? I have this idea for a new business. And it's like, dude, we're going up the escalator at the London Underground. Like, why are you interviewing me about your new business? You know? So it needs to be in the context in which you are.
That's why smoking used to be quite handy, because people used to kind of congregate outside.
Can
and
I borrow
actually,
your lighter?
Yeah, I mean, that was always a great inn, wasn't it? Yeah. And then before you knew it, you were involved in a conversation with a stranger.
Would it be weird for me to use that line, now I don't smoke?
It'd be a bit weird, that, not really going to work.
Do men, if we take the game away from everything.
Yes, please. Let's do that.
Please. Do men and women flirt differently?
This is a very interesting question, and I've changed my mind over the many years of studying flirting. A lot of it has to do with society and culture, but this is why I went to Stockholm to do my flirting research, because at the time, the United Nations Development Index rated Swedish women as having the least amount of inequality, and I thought, does this change how people flirt?
Brilliant.
Guess what? Totally does. Basically, in Stockholm, women were making the exact same decisions that men typically made. Even about from things from like one night stands to actually, I'm just out with my friends tonight, not really interested in chatting, or, you know, I'll buy my own drink, or just they did whatever the guys did. And we always link this to, oh, it's biological. But no, it's not. It's, well, I would say that I'm a cultural and social anthropologist, but but this is why this new age is very confusing for people, and why everyone is going to their phone. Because the gender fluidity is happening, and we used to have very stringent roles for men and women, and now we don't, which is great. You know, people, why isn't this assigned to personality types? Why aren't the extroverts the one that approach and the introverts are, you know, I really don't like it that's assigned to, you know, biology. But so people don't know what to do and what's appropriate. So now they just hide behind their phones because at least that's safe.
And I guess Me Too must make it trickier
that's
as well.
What I was going to say, you say, you know, what's appropriate. I think that will be at the back of some people's minds. You know, is it flirting? Are you being a sex pest? Mm. I mean, where are you going to draw the line?
I don't know. I just think that's really funny because I think it's very clear what the line is. And that is just like, be considerate person. It's not really a... It's not a big deal. It's just, you know, would you want someone to do this to you? And also, to be honest, it's about hierarchy and power. That's what that real question is. So all you have to do is think, are both people equally able to enter and exit this conversation? And if they're not, then you're in trouble.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah.
But in fact, my husband thought of this. I thought, good one, sweetie. But if if both people can equally leave whenever they want without any repercussions, then you're on a fair playing field.
Ask Ali. Ask Jean about Hot Ape.
Yeah, what is Hot Ape? I want to know?
Right. It's a slightly unfortunate acronym that I thought of. Basically, in the research into flirting that I mentioned I did a while ago, I found that there was a common denominator amongst all the cultures when I asked the question, how can you tell when someone's flirting with you? And basically, there were six signs that not only could people recognize someone was flirting, but also they said that they did this to show they were interested. And so if people want, they can. I have a TEDx talk on the matter, but it's basically just very briefly. It's using humor, open body language, touch, which we practiced on today, Bibi, didn't we? Attention. Proximity and eye contact. I mean, that's the very basics.
See, it's back to the eyes. It's back to the look. Yeah. On that, Linda's got in touch from Red Hill. She says, I've always been told my eyes flirt, even when I'm not trying.
Linda.
But verbally, I'm rubbish.
You don't need to say a word, Linda. Just get those eyes.
Apparently, she also complimented Anthony on his accent when they spoke on
the phone.
Oh,
she knows what she's doing.
You're a flirt, Linda. When are you going out? With Anthony, that is. I'd love to speak to anyone actually who, well, it'd be interesting to get somebody on the line who thinks they are a really good flirt and somebody who thinks they're not a very good flirt. Because look, we've got flirtologist Jean Smith here. She can help you, put you on the right track. In fact, look, we can talk to Linda in Red Hill. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Ali.
Are you giving me the flirty eyes?
No, you don't wear trousers.
Oh, I see. see.
How much trouble have your flirty eyes got you into, Linda?
Lots.
Really?
I'm getting on a bit now, and I'm still accused.
Brilliant.
I find taxi drivers asking me, and some say 30 years younger than me, and they'll be asking me out. I think, what have I done?
When you say you still get accused of flirting, who accuses you? Are you in a long-term relationship, or is this just your friend saying, Linda, stop it?
It's my friends. I'm a widow. Oh, my husband died some time ago, but even Chris used to say to me, Linda, stop it.
But it's just your way. I mean, that's a problem. I mean, is that a thing you come across, Jean? People who are flirts and they genuinely don't even realise it?
I think so. I think some people just don't know they're doing it.
Jean, would you say that's a phenomenon?
Yeah, but I don't think it's a problem unless you're in a relationship and your partner has a problem with it. But it's all about intent. So you're talking about your eyes, right? So there's always intent behind eyes. So if you're just having fun and, you know, if your husband didn't mind, in fact, he was just playing along as well, there's absolutely no problem with that.
Keep flirting, Linda.
Keep flirting. You sound gorgeous as well.
Do you know, I think at 69, it's a bit late to give up now.
Exactly. I mean, it's not going to happen, is it, really? I mean, just carry on.
Good on you, Linda.
I would. If you want to get in touch like Linda, please do. You can give us a call. The number you need is...
Call BBC Surrey.
0800 587 1046.
Or you can text 81333, start your message with the word radio. So go on then, I want to hear more about what happened when Jean took you, BB, out onto the streets of Brighton.
I don't want to talk about it.
So did you just approach random people and get her to flirt with them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow. Can we hear a little bit of that?
Yes.
Oh, I can't wait.
We are on the streets of Brighton and we are going to be approaching people and trying to flirt with them. How does that sound?
It sounds... Can you see the colour I've gone? Describe it for everyone. It sounds hideous. I hate flirting.
I thought this colour was a beautiful blush. You're blushing with anticipation. It's going to be lots of fun. I think the thing is, first we just have to change the attitude. So this is not going to be humiliating. It's going to be fun, okay? So if I were to ask you right now in one sentence, how do you feel about what you're about to do? What would you say?
I'm incredibly anxious and feel sick. Because for someone who actually talks and, oh, hello, cyclist, it's Knight Rider. For someone who talks and writes for a living, I find it actually quite hard to talk to people sometimes, especially if I like them. They're going to turn around, they're going to walk away.
Okay. So, considering what you just said about how you feel about what we're about to do and the foregone conclusion that you've already decided their reaction will be, I'm not surprised that you're not looking forward to this. So, what we need to do is just change us around. So, for example, what I'm going to embrace in the next few minutes is, let's see who wants to have a chat. So that way, it's not about me. It's not about how people are going to react to me. It has nothing to do with me. I've sorted that out away from this arena. I'm fine with me. So when we go up and talk to someone and the idea is, let's have a chat. If they want to have a chat back, fab. If they don't, okay, no problem. They don't need to chat with me if they don't want.
Okay, so how are we going to do this? What do I do? What's my first tip?
Okay, first tip is just ask an open-ended question. Okay, so preferably in the context of where we all are.
Oh my gosh, what did you ask? No, don't tell us. Let's find out, shall we? Oh, you're brilliant, by the way, Jean. Oh my gosh, I feel like I'm in this moment with you now, babe. I've got everything crossed. So this is where you approach somebody.
This is where it happens,
I actually now feel sick for you.
Well, you should...
Okay, here
and
we
them.
Go. How did your first flirt go? Let's find out.
So thank you so much for your drink recommendation, because we are going now to get a drink. But I'm actually BB's flirting teacher, and I just want to ask you, how do you think she did?
Oh, Jesus. Bear in mind, I am here.
I'm sorry, what was your name?
BB.
BB is a very lovely, attractive lady. However, I had no idea that was a flirt.
Why?
I just thought you wanted directions. I'm very sorry. That's more me, I should think, rather than you.
No.
Just being oblivious.
No, no. Why? What would have been less layers? Would that have been flirty?
You mean clothing?
Yes.
I guess so.
What about if she, like, you know, touched your arm a bit like this? Is that
flirty?
Yeah,
that's all good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So what did you ask him then?
Did we ask about the bar?
Yeah, could you recommend a good place to go for a cocktail?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
But it obviously wasn't obvious enough for this particular gentleman.
No, but then my head zones out.
Yeah. Well, you were there. You saw her in action.
Mm-hmm.
What would be your recommendation for future flirting?
I thought she did a great job, because the thing about flirting, which is also the same thing that puts people off, is they think you've got to, like, go in flirting. But in fact, you go in and you ask a question, and then you just see from the vibe, oh, okay, yeah, this is great. And then you can sort of start introducing the flirting, and it'll happen naturally if two people in that moment are both feeling a nice vibe. So you did great. I mean, we were only talking with him for like 30 seconds.
Did you like him?
Oh, he was lovely. I didn't love him.
No, we only just met him in the street. I mean, come on. Baby steps. Let's not go jumping
straight in. I love him. No, I really liked him. He was very sweet, wasn't he? He was very kind.
Imagine if he'd have said, because that would work, wouldn't it? If you'd have said, oh, can you tell me recommend a bar? And he'd said, actually, I can take you to one.
Well, should I have said that? Should I have asked him to actually
It depends on the vibe. Again, if both people were just like, yeah, you're cool. Yeah, you are too. And hey, what are you doing? Why don't you join me? Then
that's like something out of a rom-com, isn't it? I mean, that's got Ryan Gosling's name all over it.
It happens. I've seen it happen a lot. I do this with my clients, and I've seen it happen a lot.
Really?
Yeah. The thing is, if we never do it, we think that this will never happen. But once we start doing it, then we realize, this can happen.
My mum wouldn't be happy with that. Can you imagine? You did what? You went off with a stranger you met in the street. Yeah. Do you think that is, you know, joking aside, something that does put people off? It is that kind of fear of the unknown, stranger danger?
No, I think you'd have more stranger danger on the apps when people are obviously not as they appear and you meet them first through, you know, cyberspace before you meet them in person. But when we see, this is what's really missing in the online world, is when we see people in person in real life, we can get a feel for them. We can look in their eyes. We can see if they're genuine. I mean, this isn't some guy you meet down an alley. It's, you know, a nice person walking down the street and you start having a lovely chat together and then you cross the street to the bar right there. I mean, you know, in theory, I don't really think there's any stranger danger involved.
I started asking about how expensive the drinks were.
Yeah, no, that's not.
I couldn't do it.
No, no. Yeah, and when you do get the date, don't get your vouchers out either. That's a turn off.
Someone's taken me out on a date.
What, and got the coupons out?
To a Michelin starred restaurant,
no.
I swear. And you know, actually said to me in the meal, I want you to see how the other half live. And then paid by vouchers.
Oh, no. No. Top tip. If you're on a date, don't
at the Langham. That
out.
Was the Langham.
But he was, BB, James was talking about the 2-for-1 cocktails, and I did notice your ears perk up.
No, I was excited.
He sounds like a keeper.
Oh, I loved him.
So who is your next victim? I mean, target.
Delicious Sam.
Yes.
With his light shade.
Yes.
Light shade?
Yeah.
Don't ask too many questions.
Yes.
Okay. Let's hear how this one went.
You know Duke Street, though?
Yeah, I know Duke Street, so I can find it.
I think it's just on the corner. So, you know, there's like a pub on the corner. And, it's got, I'm trying to remember, it's like tiles on the outside of the pub, like green tiles.
Okay.
But opposite that, there's a little kind of walkthrough, if it's still there. And that goes into Twisted Lemon.
What's the drink I should ask for?
Well, Caipirinha.
Really?
It's very good, yeah.
It is good. I love that
drink.
I like those too. We'll do it.
So what's your name?
I'm Sam.
Hello, Sam. I'm BB. This is Jean.
Hiya.
I'm sorry that we did this to you. You can ask the questions, so I'm too humiliated.
First of all, I have to say, it's obvious why we stopped Sam.
Yeah.
Not only does he have not one, but two dimples.
Yeah.
He's wearing my favorite color.
Yeah.
So, like, just a prime person to practice our flirting. Notice how I said our, but actually it's BB.
Yeah.
So, Sam.
Yeah.
What did you think of BB's flirting style?
Very good. Very, very kind of open and...
Really?
And inviting me to kind of come and talk to you.
Gee, just pulled my arm because I was defensively crossing my arm across my... She's good.
Really? You weren't freaked out?
No, I mean, I've lived in Brighton for a while now, so I'm kind of used to kind of coming across, you know, expressive people.
Expressive people. That's a nice way of saying yeah. Psycho, isn't it?
Yeah.
How do you flirt? Do you think you're a good flirt?
Yeah, kind of more recently, I suppose. More kind of confident.
Yeah,
as you should be.
I find it terrifying. You are the last person I'm flirting with, Jean. I'm sorry to say it. Jean wants me to flirt. I can't do it. Would you have a line? Do you use lines? Should we use lines?
No, I think it has to be more about context. But I just want to ask Sam, I still don't understand why BB's so terrified. And she's going to leave thinking this was awful and she's humiliated. And can you give her some advice?
Really? I don't think you've got any reason to feel humiliated.
Did you enjoy our interaction?
Yeah, totally.
Oh, thank you. Are you going to buy us drinks?
No.
Oh, there you go. Men.
Can we buy you a drink?
Oh, no, I've actually got to get
I've got a dash.
Oh, I love Sam.
Yeah, we love
Did
Sam.
Did you get his number?
No. Did you notice how my flirting coach jumped in and flirted?
Yeah. I can't help myself.
I mean,
I'm sorry.
Come on. Give me a bad teacher.
I think, though, Jean and Sam are both right. I think you, lady, definitely underestimate your flirting prowess. I think you're a natural flirt.
Do you?
I do. I just think you've got to embrace it and have a bit more confidence in your power.
My power.
I mean, she's got the giggle, hasn't she? She's got the... you got it.
Yeah.
I think.
I agree. You've got it all, BB.
Thank you.
Ever had somebody, Jean, that you just literally couldn't teach how to flirt? You know, a hopeless case of like, it doesn't matter what I do here, nothing's going to work.
They have to be ready because, to be honest, I don't really do much except maybe help people unlock what they already know how to do. So if they're ready and 99% of the time when people come to me, they are. It's so easy for me. I don't really do much. I just like gently guide. But yeah, if they're not ready, it's impossible for me.
Mm. Well, if people want to find out more about what you do, if they want to go on one of your flirting tours, how can they do that?
Oh, well, thanks for asking, actually.
I'm flirting with
yes,
you.
Yes, thank you. Just flirtology.com. That's it.
Fantastic. Listen, thank you so much for coming in. Thank you for taking our BB out.
Thanks, Jean.
Oh, my pleasure.
Teaching her what you know. You've set her on the right path. Jean Smith, author of Flirtology, Stop Swiping, Start Talking, and Find Love. We'd love to hear from you this evening. Are you one of these people who's always being accused of being a flirt? Or maybe, like BB, you just think you're not very good at it. You can give us a call.
Call BBC Surrey
0800 587 1046.
BBC Surrey.
Or you can text 81333, start your message with the word radio. Are you ready to meet our next guest, BB?
Yes.
You're going to love this man. He is called Dr. Love. BB, meet Monty. How are you, my darling?
I'm very well. Yourself?
Very well, thank you.
Good evening, Monty.
I've been explaining to BB, your experience in this area. You have been a love doctor since the age of 13, have you not?
Indeed I have, yes.
Explain.
13?
13, I know. Explain more.
I was just because I went to an all-boys school and, there was, and you know, that was my hobby. Sport and kissing were my hobbies. So I thought, this isn't going to work at an all-boys school. So I had to then teach everyone about love and romance at my school and get them all basically suitors or suitresses. So I would arrange putting some Italian or French, writing a few words, a bit like Chiron de Bergerac, and off I went. And I sorted them all out, and then I used to hold parties, so I'd be doing DJing as well, and give them more tips on how to sort their date out, how to dance, and romance, and I'd do the whole shabam. So I've been doing that since the age of 13.
Like a real-life Cupid.
And the tips you were teaching boys at 13, are they the tips that you teach men now?
Indeed they are.
Oh, really? Have they not evolved at all?
They have evolved. They have evolved. You know, you fine-tune them and hone them. But at the end of the day, there's only certain skills that you really need. And there's something I invented called sex appeal, which I've written about in newspapers and magazines all around the world, particularly in Jamaica. They picked up on this, which is something that's unique that I invented. And it seems to work. It teaches people about us, about how they find the other person attractive.
Sex appeal.
Sex appeal.
You'd have to tell us number two.
I can't tell you. I charge people to come on my courses and they learn all about it, or they can try and look it up. But it's guaranteed. So if it doesn't work, money back.
Really, a money back guarantee?
Absolutely.
Will you do me a favour now? See if you can flirt with BB.
Oh, okay.
And then you can kind of review her performance, if you like, because I think she's actually very good at flirting, and I think she underestimates just how good she is.
It depends what sort of flirt you are, because you know there's only five sorts of flirts.
I didn't know that.
What are the five flirts?
There's the physical flirt, which is basically you touch, you nod, you smile, and you give compliments. Which, in a way, can be a little bit creepy, and some people don't like that.
Right.
It depends how you look as well, particularly if a person isn't appealing to you. There's a playful flirt, which is, you know, that's when you're naturally a natural flirt, and you will just keep on saying nice things to everyone, whether they're babies, whether they're little old men, little old ladies.
It's basically, like me, please like me.
Please, really. You've got the polite flirt, which is a little bit more formal and a bit more staid, and it's very English, where you're playing it cool, and the secret there is to mirror people's movements if you like them, but you don't want to do any more than that, and smile. Then you've got the sincere flirt, which is basically eye contact, listening, and giving so many compliments, which is obviously you have to give sincere compliments, hence the name sincere flirt. And then you've got the more traditional flirting, which is that's the body language everyone thinks they know, but they don't really, where people lean in, they make eye contact, they tease you, they laugh at your jokes, and you touch them. So but those are the only five you've got. And apart from that, you can digress, and those sort of spill over. I mean, I'm four out of those five in my package, and I expect you are more than one or two of those yourself.
I love that. I'm four out of those five. Of course you are. That's why you're Dr. Love.
Who's five out of five? Who's that monster?
Yeah, but it's. I don't want to do the playful one. It's and teasing and stuff. So I think let them do that.
It's funny you say about the teasing, though. That was definitely how I used to flirt when I was at school. Everyone used to flirt like that. Like, if you fancied a boy, you'd sort of be horrible to them almost. Do you know what I mean? You'd take the mickey out of them.
Yeah.
That was kind of the flirting, wasn't it? And I still kind of say that to young people now. Oh, if they're horrible to you, it's because they like you,
really.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? That's
why it's called traditional flirting, because that's what your parents would have done back in the day and so forth. So it skips all these generations. Because basically flirting is the fear of rejection. That's why people do it. It's either to get your own way, to show interest, but it's also so you don't get rejected, so you don't want to give the game away too quickly. So that's the reason we flirt.
That makes sense. So you're not kind of just coming out with, I want you. It's more
you're seeing where you lie.
You're testing the water.
Yeah.
That's what websites are for.
Yeah, I know. I would say your Serrano tricks, you should take those to Twitter. You should hire those skills out. Is flirting ever detrimental? Is it ever a bad thing?
It can be if people overstep the mark with the physical flirting, because basically you only touch someone if you like them. And I teach men to not touch a lady until they've shown interest in them, and they have to learn the body language skills, and then I teach them when to touch them, where to touch them, and how to touch them. So there's a skill to that. So that is the one way it can overstep the mark, because I do consensual kissing, because I've got so much foreign heritage. I kiss three times.
That would confuse me. We'd clash noses. That would work. Three. I'm never sure whether it's one or two. Three. That's a whole new one.
Seamont.
It's a Naples thing. So I always do three, and I've always done three. So I used to always do that to everyone that signed up for my event. So every time a lady would come, whatever age she was, 18 or 80, she would get the three kisses and there'd be no problem. But then the men started, the ones that were English, would think, oh, I wouldn't mind a kiss. So they would just kiss the ones they liked. And I said, no, mine is the equivalent of a handshake. And that's where you're overstepping the flirting, because they're not doing it for the right reasons. It's all about being genuine and showing them respect. Because if you've got no respect, you've got nothing.
Picture the scene then. You and BB, you're in a crowded bar.
Yeah.
Lights are low.
What am I a stone lighter?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, you're still...
No, that means you're shapely and curvy. You're built like
a lady.
He's
at it already.
Oh, Monty.
You're definitely 4 out of 5.
You're built like a lady, not a teenage boy, you see. There you go.
So, oh, Monty.
Go on. Approach her at the bar. What's your opening line? Yeah. What's your opening gambit?
Well, I wouldn't do the opening line. I know that lady come to me. I don't ask ladies out and I don't do the opening line. But what the easiest thing to do is to be in their line of sight. So you basically, if I like the look of her, I wouldn't just go out and approach and say, can I buy you a drink? Because I assume you've been asked that many, many times and you just squat my way like a fly.
So the exhausting.
Way to do is stand next to you, but in your peripheral vision, and then turn my body gradually so we're catching each other's eyes. And then there's going to be a smile, and then we make the eye contact. Now, the important thing with eye contact, which people just don't do, which I've taught even my children to do this, is smile with the eyes. If you smile with the eyes, people are going to like you, which you can use in everyday life.
That's what Tyra Banks does, smiles.
Smile with your eyes. If you smile with your eyes, it's straight off there. Then you're going to show you some body language. So it's not going to be leaning forward, so you've got to be confident. If someone's not confident, you're going to see it straight away. So that's how I would go in for the flirting, and then we're going to get some small talk. Now, if I'm not getting anywhere with you, and I think, actually, I'd really like to meet this lovely curvy lady and get to know her, I would then come into a small talk. So I would try and watch you for when you're going to pick a menu up, and grab it at the same time and make sure our hands touch.
Oh.
And then there's physical contact. It's all about tricks. It's a bit like Darren Brown teaches misdirection. Once you know these tricks, you can use them to your own advantage as long as you don't overstep the mark.
I'm scared you're taking these tricks to the dark side.
Oh, I don't. Well, I wouldn't ever do that. I'd say,
Monty, you know what I want you to do, though, for me? Pronounce your full name.
It's Neil Monticelli is my first name and Harley Rude is my surname, but I'm Harley Rude at all.
Oh, how many times you said that? Now, listen, your other claim to fame is that Cameron Diaz once asked you out, didn't she?
What?
Indeed,
yes.
She did. I think it was 2003, 2004, and she'd just split up with Justin Timberlake. So, and it was her friend, I can't remember her friend's name, the one that was in her shoes, can't remember, an Australian actress who recently got married, and basically she was trying to offload Paul Cammy.
I want to say Toni Collette, but I'm not sure if I'm right.
That's it, Toni Collette. So Toni Collette approached me after Cammy made eye contact with me. She
Cammy?
Did all that smiling with her eyes and stuff. So then they asked if I'd go out in the town, and then she explained that she was married, and I said, oh, I'm afraid I can't, I'm married. So I just showed my wedding ring, my wedding finger. Well, I was married at the time, not any longer. And off I did, and that was it. And I had to then get off the train to save embarrassment for her and make her feel uncomfortable. But she's only a human being at the end of the day. We're all equal.
And you are a 4 out of 5. I mean, come on now. Cameron, she's only human.
Cameron, dear.
Listen, you run lots of different events, don't you, where you help bring people together. You've got one coming up on Friday, I understand.
I've got two coming on Friday. It's a big bumper night at Pop World. It's the first time we're having an event at Pop World, so it's our maiden night there. I've got speed dating, 7 o'clock, and it's 35 to 45 age group. And they get a drink included, £15. And the 18 to 30 age group, and these are only guidelines, they don't actually have to be that particular age. It just means people are going to be searching for those. So if you're a cougar or looking for a playboy
or a whip
or whatever, you just come along to the age group that you think, actually, I prefer to be in that one. To make you, it's about you feeling comfortable, really. And that's at 9 o'clock, the 18 to 30. And all the details are on my website, which is aptly named Write a Flirt. Club. So it's, we call it a club because then people feel more ease, even though it's not really a club. It's just the main name sounds better. And it's right, as in left and right. And then obviously the word flirt.
I'm quite psyched about this.
Are you going?
I'm going to go.
Oh, do it.
Come on.
Can we get like a hidden camera?
No.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Monty, Dr. Love, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Have a good evening, ladies. And I will see BB tomorrow. I'll recognise her from a curvy body.
Oh, he's good. He's good.
Bye, Doctor.
You should go. You should go. It's obviously
dating.
A long time since I went to a nightclub, but talking of the flirting thing, there'd often be a lot of flirting on the dance floor.
Oh.
You know, you'd see somebody, wouldn't you? And you'd have your eye on them and you'd think, oh, hello. And so I don't know whether it was just me, but I would make sure that I danced again in their periphery, which is what Dr. Love was talking about, wasn't it? And then you'd sort of do this weird... This is what I would do. Do you want to see what I would do? I mean, I cringe when I think about what
Is it the hand jive?
I am.
Is it the twist?
No, it was sort of like this kind of like a kind of like and then you'd kind of get close and then your bottom might touch their arm. Do you know what I mean?
That you look like vibe. That dance. If that dance were a drink, that's Bacardi and Coke. That was a Bacardi and Coke drink dance.
Talk now to a woman who is far better at flirty dancing, or whatever you want to call it. Julia Samel runs... Well, I'm going to let her pronounce this because I'm probably going to get it wrong. Julia, thanks so much for joining us.
Hi. Yeah, thank you for having me.
What is this form of dance you do?
It's called Fohor.
Fohor. It's a little bit like
which
fro.
Is quite an unknown term, yeah. But,
now, it's I know the Times called it flirty dancing. I mean, is it?
Oh, that is true. I guess you could say it is quite flirty because compared to most things that we do in the UK, it is quite intimate because generally we kind of have full body contact, you could say, from head to toe.
What? Full body contact?
With this back?
Wow. I mean, that is intimate.
It is quite intimate. I mean, it's similar to salsa, but... at the same time, we're really close together, so it is quite flirty, you could say.
Do all the dancers know each other before? I mean, they certainly do after, but do they? Are they friends or relationships before?
Not necessarily. It's really welcoming for anyone to come and join us. We do classes, and you kind of get to know the dance and the people, and eventually it becomes quite natural to dance with people in a kind of hug posture, really. So I guess it's quite normal to hug people, and the dance is a sort of a melodic form of hugging with strangers.
Kind of like an old-fashioned slow dance. Do you know, at the end of the night in a club, and, you know, it'd always be Careless Whisper or something, wouldn't it? And people would get up there and they'd put their arms around each other. That's kind of what I've got in my mind.
Smokey Robinson.
Where do you run your classes, Julia?
We run them now every Monday at the Isling Word pub in Hanover. So we're kind of upstairs in a small, cosy space there, and we do a class, and then after that, there's 2 hours where we just play music, and everyone dances with each other, and anyone can ask anyone to dance. It's like quite old-fashioned, but it's got a modern slant to it as well.
And have you seen relationships develop as a result?
We were just talking about that, actually. We have. There's been actually a few marriages even in the last few years.
What?
Yes. I mean, I guess people can't help, but if there is a little bit of chemistry, then it's quite a nice opportunity to meet.
It's the whole Strictly thing, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you can say, people do end up dating or getting to know people more. And we've had a baby born this week from a couple that have met during Dancing Four.
This is mad. I love this.
But you see, my problem with it...
Oh, there's always a problem.
There's always a problem.
I'm sorry. Alison's always negative. Sorry, Julia.
No, lovely if you're single. But what happens if you then do meet a partner through this? Do you have to give up the dancing? Because, I mean, it's all very well, you being in intimate full-body contact with your other half. I'm not sure how I would feel about my other half in full body contact with somebody else.
It's art,
well,
Alison.
It's a good question. It's a very good question. In fact, we did a survey recently in the community, like a sex survey, to see what really was happening with relationships. To be honest, I think everyone takes it to the level they feel comfortable with. So if people are in a relationship, then they can always... I mean, I guess it's all about trust, isn't it? So if you are in a relationship, then you might, not maybe dance as intimately with other people. But as long as... people do trust their partners, which we hope they do, then it's lovely, you know, and it's really pleasurable just for the sake of the dance and nothing else.
I'm just going to tell Paul I'm taking up salsa. What time? Where?
other dips are available.
Give me the details, Julia.
you really want to know. So it was beginner's classes at 6 o'clock at the Isling Word in
beginners, you say. Yes. I think I'm more intermediate.
Yeah.
Fantastic. How did you discover it? I mean, how did you get started with fora dancing?
I used to train capoeira, which is like a Brazilian martial art. I've always been quite kind of hardcore and wanting to do something physical every week and getting fit and everything. But capoeira was a lot of work. And then I realised at one of the capoeira parties where they danced fora, that fora was actually a lot more fun.
Making these words up, Julia?
Sorry?
Are you just making these words up?
No, absolutely no. Capoeira is a very well-known martial art. I mean, they say martial art, but sometimes they call it a dance. Sadly, it's not very well-known. It's a bit niche at the moment, but that's kind of what makes it nice. It's a small community. I say small in Brighton, but we're kind of growing, and in Europe, there's thousands of people that dance fora. So almost every weekend during the summer, you could go to a festival and dance with 1,000 other people. So it's not too unknown, but it's still quite niche.
I'm glad the Brits are going for it. I'm surprised the Brits are going for it.
Yeah, well, when you see it, you feel, I mean, I think people are kind of drawn to it because it's very similar to dances we recognise, like salsa and ballroom-style dances, but it's very informal. So it's not high heels and smart clothes, but it's more just really casual, fun, friendly community and relaxed. And the music is kind of folk music with... it's actually like an accordion and a drum and a triangle, so it feels very homely and very, very welcoming for everyone.
I'm just looking at it now.
Are you? What's it look like?
Yeah.
I've just looked it up. Yeah. So look, this is...
Are people entwined?
Well, maybe this isn't the right thing. They don't look too entwined on this one.
I know. Well, some of the like kind of demonstration dances that you'd find on YouTube are often the sort of more...
They're a bit tame.
Snazzy, fast stuff. Yeah, exactly. Like, you don't... Because, to be honest, I think the best dancers, they don't necessarily look good from a distance, but they feel good.
This is definitely our pursuit, baby. I think we could be champions in this area.
I'm great at not looking good from a distance.
This has got our name written all over it. Listen, Julia, thank you so much. Really appreciate your time this evening. I've never heard of fora. No, I just love the name, though.
Fora.
Now, that would go down well. You know, if you are flirting at the bar. Oh, what are you into? What are your hobbies?
Just a bit of fora.
I mean, that's a conversation starter right there. I worry that people might get the wrong idea, but, I mean, it's worth a go. I've really enjoyed learning about flirting. I feel like we should hit the town now.
I feel that you had nothing to learn tonight.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll give Monty a run for his money. Maybe I'll set myself up.
My Monty.
Yeah, your Monty. All of this talk of how to flirt and whatever reminds me of that film. Did you ever see the film Crazy Stupid Love? It's a brilliant film.
Tell me.
Oh, it's good. So, I always do this. I think this must be my age. It's got what's-his-name in.
Oh, that one.
You know, what's-his-name?
Him. He was married to her.
Steve Sherrell, I believe his name is. And he is taken under the wing of the very lovely Ryan Gosling.
Delicious.
Basically, Steve Sherrell's wife's had an affair.
Yeah.
And
do you mean Steve Carell?
Do I mean Carell? I don't know what I mean. You know what I mean. Yeah. Anyway, she's had an affair.
Yeah.
And he's kind of lost his mojo.
Yeah.
As a result. And so Ryan Gosling kind of says, look, pal, I will teach you all I know. Have a listen.
How old are you?
What are you, a lawyer?
A little bit.
Come on.
I know.
You are? Is she?
Gonna be. Don't you think you're a little old to be using cheesy pickup lines?
Objection. Leading the witness. Wow, Hannah, you're really wearing that dress like you're doing it a favor.
Oh, God.
That's a line. Me sitting over there for the past 2 hours not being able to take my eyes off of you is a fact. I mean, there's lots of beautiful women in this bar, your friend included. Hi.
I love you.
But I can't take my eyes off of you. That's a fact. It's not a line. I find you very attractive. Do you find me attractive?
She does.
I don't.
You do. She does.
Yes, she does.
I don't.
Oh, I would find him very attractive.
That was naughty Ryan, wasn't it?
But he's very direct in the film, and he says that that's the secret, that actually you don't want to beat about the bush too much, for want of a better phrase.
I wish you had found a better phrase.
You should just be quite open and just walk up to someone and say, I really find you attractive. And then he always ends every interaction with, should we get out of here? And they always say yes.
No, I don't like this. And I'll tell you for why. Because that feels too practiced.
Right,
if
yeah.
someone did that to me...
You think how many other women
I'd
have
prefer
done this
someone before. Tripping up and dribbling.
Okay, we can probably sort that for you. John in Chidges has got in touch. He works with young people. And he
young
says...
People.
Young people.
Those young people.
He says that he finds it very funny that they can talk to people on dating apps, no problem. But in the office or workspace environment, they really struggle. It's unbelievable that the confidence doesn't come across, says John. That is it.
No.
From us. I know. Where did that hour go?
Awesome.
What are we going to talk about next week?
I
don't know. You know what, though? I keep meaning to say this. If there is a topic that you would like to hear myself and Bibi discuss on After the Watershed, do get in touch. And remember, we can get away with talking about things on this programme that we would otherwise get the sack for.
So we should make good use of
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Because it is After the Watershed. So if there's a topic and you think, this is the sort of thing that me and my mates talk about, but you never really hear discussed in the media, then that's exactly the kind of topic we want to talk about.
Did you say otherwise we'd get sacked?
Yeah. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. Don't worry. Don't worry. We'll be okay. You can get in touch with your ideas. You can text us 81333, start your message with the word radio, or you can always give us a call.
Call BBC Surrey
0800 587 1046.
Or if you want to drop me a flirtatious email, that's okay as well.
You stop giving me the look, Alison. It's really unnerving me.
Alison with two L's.
Oh,
dot firm.
Listen to her.
At bbc.co.uk. Notice how my voice
it just drops
down
just a little bit. Yeah.
Listen, a massive thank you to everyone who joined us: Jean Smith, Julia Samuel, and
Dr. Love.
Are you really going on Friday? You must.
You're going. Surrey and North East Hampshire.
On FM.
Online.
Digital radio.
And smart speaker.
This is BBC Surrey.